In part two of the newcomer experience, Priya, Lance, and Abby discuss adapting to the educational system in Canada, as well as the support that could help them integrate by means of open discussions with classmates and the importance of friendship.
I'm also afraid of failing because, you know, my parents expected a lot of me, invested a lot in my future, and then failing, not really an option. So, yeah, it kind of affects my learning focus because I am pressured to do well, which sometimes the knowledge that I've been learning just goes to my left and to my right and goes out to my right ear, because after I've done well, I just forget it because I've done well, not because I've learned something.
My biggest fear here when I came to Canada and studying in the university is maybe because I'm not very familiar with English and the system of the school that I'm going to enter, is that maybe I will have a hard time to catch up with the lessons that we're going to discuss. Maybe it's the thought of not being able to pass a good assignments compared to your classmates who find it very easy and convenient for them. And also, one of my fears is failing a subject or not being able to give back to my parents a good grades, because if as an international student, if you just think of the amount of hard work that our parents has to do and the sacrifices that they are willing to do just to send us here, and sometimes you it's automatic that you think of you just need to do your best.
Like, I don't sleep for 2 days before any test. I didn't sleep for your test. I knew everything and I understood it. I read through so much, but I was so petrified. I think one of the hardest thing for international students coming into Canada is unlearning everything we have learned in our education system and learning and adapting a new education system, which is very different. And when you add that with, you know, the experience of being in a new country, being away from your family, being away from your friends, being away from your social circle, it's really, really hard. I think what would be helpful is, and at that point, if I think you feel included in a group or you're a part of a clique, it makes it so much more easier for you to transition into the Canadian university and how it works. And, you know, everything is different because, just to give an example, in India at a university level, you can just take off any articles of Google and just put them in your paper. It's not considered plagiarism. That's considered research. Whereas in Canada, not just Canada. I know it's plagiarism everywhere, but it's something that is taught to you from day one, that this is how you research a paper, this is how you cite a source. And for us, we are just trying to learn how to live in a new country. We are adapting to the culture, to the food. Everything is new, and when you don't have a lot of friends that you can lean back on to learn how to do your assignments or how to research and how the university really works, it can be quite overwhelming. So I think it's nice if people could kind of, you know, make friends with the newcomers, and maybe they are, and the other thing is, culturally, we are always taught from childhood to get straight A's. No matter how able you are or how capable you are, your intelligence is measured only through your grades, which is different in the West. It doesn't matter what skills you have, what talents you have. End of the day, your value as a person is gauged only based on your grades and marks, which I understand is wrong, but it's something that is a part of your conditioning growing up. And when you see a lot of kids come in here and studying all the time or trying to speak to the professors all the time or go sit in the library all the time, they are doing it out of that need that they've been conditioned and raised in, not because they don't want to have friends or they don't want to have fun. So maybe you think most of the Asian kids are nerds or geeks, but we're not. And the only way you guys would find that out is probably if you could reach out and, you know, help us settle down in the university faster. You could do that with explaining things to us. Sometimes it's not really, you know, things that are normal for you guys are not normal for us. Like if you just say email an assignment, we of course know how to email, but obviously we are not used to doing that. We, you know, we probably wouldn't call our professors by name to begin with. So a lot of cultural differences. So it would help to have Canadian friends because we would know how to do things much more easier and much more efficiently. And that would be a big help to transition into universities.
Yeah, I can relate to what you said, Priya. I know, because sometimes being alone is frustrating. Having someone to talk to, ask advices. For example, if I know that what I'm doing is wrong, or rather, if you know what I'm doing is wrong, and you come to me about it. Yeah, I can relate to what you said, Priya. I know, because sometimes being alone and not being able to talk to someone about something regarding how you live in this country is kind of being lost. Having someone to talk to about what's the right thing to do, what's the culture, like for example, if you see me doing something that's not acceptable by majority of people and you told me about it, there will be this feeling of relief that, oh, I see, now I'm aware. So simple acts like us, we will not be offended if you told us what is the right thing or what is the proper for the majority, because we know we came here and we integrate here and you have to tell us because we want to be integrated in a peaceful manner. Something that's also the hardest thing living in here is that some people, not all, obviously, have to be patient with us, especially if we are just fresh. We came here like 3 months or 4 months or month ago. Like, be patient with us. We're trying to be knowledgeable about your culture, about your country, and we want to be involved in you. So, like, being patient, understanding, like, not being aggressive with us would help, definitely, because we don't want to be traumatized too.
Personally, one of the things I find hard is to develop friendship with my classmates. I miss having a group of friends where you can just talk about everything aside from academics. It's easy to talk to people, but sometimes I overthink how much they are interested to get to know me too, since I came from a different country. But as time goes by, I want to learn ways how to be inclusive during social situations regardless of the race.
Well, Abby, I think you're totally right. It's been my observation that we are intimidated to talk to the Canadian students in our class, but I also feel that they are intimidated to talk to us as well. And our professors largely do try to divide us or put us into groups, but I don't think that helps much, because just because you're physically sitting in a group, the perceptions you have about each other are not going to change, are not going to dissolve because you're sitting in a group. What I think would be really helpful is probably on the first day of class, like we had a retreat, I wish we had started a discussion on, you know, what do you think of people coming from a different country or culture or you know, do you think you could be friends with them? If yes, why? If not, why? And ask the same thing with the kids who are coming from another country as well, because at that point of time, we know exactly what we are thinking of each other, and it can start a discussion, a debate or whatever. But we both know that, hey, I have a lot of misconceptions about Canadians. Like, for instance, I know a lot of Indians think that all Canadians are just partying and drinking and they don't attend university. They are just chilling out and having fun, which I know from a personal experience and from the friends that I have, that it's not true. Probably Canadians think that all Asian students don't drink, they don't like to go out and have a beer or socialize, and we are very conservative. We just like coming to university, getting A's and going back home. But I guess if we did have a discussion or a debate on day one saying, hey, what do you think of this group? We probably would be able to break, you know, we may actually enjoy having a good laugh about what we think about each other. And then going back to the university with those kids, we don't have to walk around each other. I mean, I pretty much feel we tiptoe around each other most of the time. So I think we don't have to do that.
Yeah, I agree too. Like, we should have an activity in our retreat where we can talk about anything that's like stereotype. So, you know, we get comfortable about it. We don't get walking past by each other. And I also like the idea that we should be open about it, because there are times that being not open can become a barrier. I experienced this when I tried to make friends with other people from other nations. But since I don't know what their culture is like, or how they live, or how they present their lives, it's kind of hard to grasp how to interact with them. So yeah, I agree that we should talk more about how do these people live, like what are the stereotypes too, because it makes us comfortable. And it could be like a fun conversation. Like, you can make fun of those stereotypes, you know, because, you know, if you put it in a different perspective, making fun of stereotypes can be a way to make friends.
Yeah, that's correct, Lance and Pri. I think I agree with that. Our professors putting us into different groups is a good way to get to know each other, but I think it's not enough, like, to know what do they expect from us since we came from a different country, and what do we expect from them since we're newcomers to their country. I think there's an equal amount of expectations we have for each other, and it's really helpful that we have activities where we will share our practices, our values, so we can explain that even though we are from different countries, we still have things that we can relate to, and that doesn't make us completely different from the people who grew up originally here in Canada. And it's nice to know, where are they coming from? Like, what do they believe, or what do they hear about us? So, yeah, I think talking about these stereotypes or like the expectations in a classroom setting is a great way to know each other.
Yeah, nicely put, Abby. You know what? Sometimes, yeah, I get it. Some professors try to divide us to have this kind of different relationships from other people. But just like Priya said, being physically there is not enough. And we have to make this connection or you know, you don't feel awkward talking to them. And the way I see it, breaking the barrier first would be the best way, especially talking about the stereotypes, because it all starts from there, stereotypes.
And we have a lot more in common than you guys probably think, because we were colonized by the British, you were too. And we both like henna tattoos, we like butter chicken, we like samosas, because you know, and you guys wouldn't have discovered all those things if you hadn't tried or if you hadn't asked someone. So, you know, the next time you think our accents are funny or different or our clothes are different, you don't understand something, you can probably just walk up to someone and say, hey, I don't understand this. Could you tell me what it means, or is it important, or is it significant? And yeah, we do have a wicked sense of humor too. So you guys, we enjoy all the stereotypical jokes because we have plenty about Canadians too. It's not that, you know, you guys think you have jokes about us, we have jokes about you. I mean, that's how the world rolls, right? So yeah, just walk up to whoever you think is different and get to know them, and you don't know what else you'll discover. Maybe you'll find a new dish you like biryani. Or make a new friend in the process.